Blog Talk Radio.
Our powerful Dyson V8 vacuum is also one of our quietest. It tackles hair from pets and humans with our Motobar cleaner head and hair detangling zones. Stiff nylon bristles release ground-in dirt from rugs and carpets, while carbon fiber filaments sweep hard floors. Fully sealed filtration captures microscopic particles smaller than pet dander and traps them inside. It's lightweight and ergonomic to clean up high, down low, and easily reach under furniture. And our mini motorized tool gets everywhere pets do, sucking up dirt, debris, and hairs, with attachments designed to pick up pet hair and plenty of runtime. This vacuum makes cleaning up after your pet a walk in the park.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's sway nice. I said, yo, brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? Well, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking at me on the way out to L.A. Lounge and Dreams while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, keep the bait for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Get the
City in here every, of course, we're live for Lagos tonight. The legendary Merc City Hip Hop program by me, your honey, the Olasky, and of course, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join that conversation brought to you by the boys and Ngozi Time Multimedia. And of course, you know, we got some great topics for you tonight. And of course, we're going to start off with Jetty first. But of course, before we do that, I want to thank all the people out there around the world listening to us on a constant basis. Thank you for choosing Beverly Nation. We go into our hip-hop thing right now with Public Enemy. Yeah, man. He's in prison, y'all. Let's get it on.
Behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock. An unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me, the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been they got me sitting in a state pen? I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me's begun to be another one. Public Enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man, and I can never be a veteran. On the sprint, the situation's unreal. I got a raw deal, so I'm looking for the steal. I'm going for that steal.
Word up, G, they try to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a good man down.
Matter, got me in the cell.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got
got me in the cell. On death row, I grabbed his gun and he did what I said so. And every man, some man got served, along with the time they served. Decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat, you better government.
Yeah.
My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check, they couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This is what it takes for peace, so I just took the peace. Black for black, it's my time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto, no sellout. 60 O's we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice, right? Now I wanna get nice. I had 60 O's, and now it's 5 to go, and I'm serious. Call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows a tent. I got my steel in my right hand, now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G, word to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that fence.
Word, I got the 98 Posse, Professor Good for the S1. Yo, Chuck, we coming, man.
As I ventured into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers, bruised, battered and scarred but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number in dose, yes, and something close a figure. I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was a S1W.
Yeah.
Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Tell him, Chuck. Tell him, Chuck. Tell him, Chuck. Of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Chuck D, and of course, Public Enemy, and of course, now it's time for our topics, right here, on the one and only, Merc City in your area. We start with Jetty 8-Track in his first topic tonight. Jetty, go ahead and do your thing.
J-E-I-D-E. Ladies and gentlemen of the WBNN and Beverly Nation, we welcome you to Merc City. I am Jetty A-Track, and tonight, a part of the luxurious programming that you are going to be listening to and grooving to tonight, are we going to be talking about something that's real, folks? Love is wicked? Eh? The cartoon Rick and Morty was characterized love as a chemical reaction that fades with time and is a part of the animalistic traits that is imbued within our humanistic nature. Lil Wayne will say that love is evil spelled backwards. Eve will tell you that love is blind. And Brick and Lace, reggae dancehall artist, will say that love is wicked. Huh? How far gone are we, people? From the elders to the youth. In so much that we've confused ourselves with understanding what true love is, apart from lust, apart from envy, apart from the wants and desires of our hearts and our minds. Now, y'all know I'm a God-fearing person, y'all. And y'all know my belief is within Christ. But let's look at the Word of God as just literature, philosophical, wisdom-inducing even. And not to say ostracize it from God, because you cannot separate the Word from God from God, but if you were to look at it just as a means of being able to read, indulge, and learn, and be fulfilled with something that's intangible but can manifest greatness in your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8 says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps not records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. People, how long have we been allowing other people to misguide us as to what true love really is? We all human. We all experience the full spectrum of emotionality through our day in and day out walks and feels through this thing here that we call life. It doesn't make us bad people. Shit, we all figuring this shit out. But what confuses the matter is when people are hurt, people give their heart to the wrong cause. People find themselves in situations that don't even align with their soul, with their spirits. And then they try to blame it on love, as if love put you there. I mean, did love put you there? Or was it your desire for it that put you there? See, it's something ill that I came across a few years ago when people tried to hip other people to the game of money is the root to all evil. No, sir. Money is just a tool. The love, the lust, the want, the desire for money that leads to evil, y'all. Where's your heart at? We going to dive right into that. You know what I'm saying? Love is wicked tonight on WBNN. Beverly Nation. Merc City, y'all.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
I keep it away, of course, and I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage I raise and I'm rolling. And to the poor I pour and all the metaphors. I'm not bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We played to say the point made, you consider it done by the prophet the rage. All of the people say,
yo, Griff, you and that's one W, get to the east side. We got to kick it for the east side, see?
I roll with the punches so I survive. I survive. I rock cause it keeps the crowd alive. I'm not
they said, help. That's right. That's right. We hostile right here in WBNN. Now, all the folks out there that want to press one, you can. Okay, 516-453-9133. Mercury City's in your area tonight. Let me go right back to Jetty A-Track real quick. Jetty, you know, you talked about love is wicked. You know what I mean? And, you know, in your own personal experience, of course, you know, you had, you know, your wonderful topic. But I know there's a lot of things you like to abound on when it comes down to love, man. You know, talk to the people, man. Give them something tonight.
Oh, man, I got so much I could talk about, man. I used to be one of those people, you know what I mean? Mad cautious of love, you know what I'm saying? Looking around my shoulders, you know what I mean, around my back, mm-hmm. not necessarily being able to trust people, you feel what I'm saying? But, man, uh-huh. that's the centerfold of what love is, vulnerability. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it takes a real leader to be able to put themselves at the mercy of another person and trust them so much. You know what? I got two examples. I'm going to put all y'all on game, you know what I mean, from older heads that done put
Go
us
ahead,
on,
man. Tell
on gems. You know what I'm saying? The first example comes from Prince, you know what I mean, the late great. And in the interview, he told the interviewer, I cannot be played. A person that tries to play me plays themselves. And that used to trip me out for a long time because I used to think that he was just on top of his game. He was just one, you know what I mean, pimp player type energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I had to sit down and wonder, well, what's the only way that you can never be played? You don't got to have eyes in the back of your head. You just got to move genuine. You can never be played if you move genuine. A person will always play themselves trying to play you if you come from a genuine place because you can never lose. It ain't about the win. It's about being able to give. It's blessed to give than to receive, right? And then the second gem, it comes from a little movie that you might be able to appreciate, brother. Oh, it's called Enter the Dragon by Bruce Lee.
No doubt.
And, yes, sir, when John Saxon went into the room with, you know, old Big Claw, you know what I'm saying? The boy had no arm. I can't remember his name, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Batman, he had the cat and everything. No arm, you know what I mean? No hand, rather, you know what I'm saying? He brought him in. He was
he's
trying to
master.
Bring him into the opium business. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was trying to bring him into the opium business. And he tested him. He had a guillotine. And he said, put your head on the guillotine. And the man was like, man, look, I do a lot of bets, man. I ain't really good with that. So he put the cat on the guillotine, and he said, it takes a lot of trust to be up in this business. So then John Saxon slowly took the cat off of the guillotine and said, now you got 8 lives, and the cat ran away. And when the old bad man pulled that string to the guillotine, it was an elevator. The blade would have never dropped. Now, I use these examples. Yes, sir. I use these examples to show how scary love, the world of love can be, but how necessary it is. But once again, I don't say grown man, I don't say grown woman, I say a leader. It takes a true leader to understand how to put themselves at the mercy of another person in order to inspire the understanding and the faith and the hope that love still exists in other people. You dig what I'm saying?
Man, that's deep. That's deep, man. I thought about that movie as well, going into when Jim Kelly, you know, the great Jim Kelly, was in the room with the, you know, prostitute. And, you know, he was like, no, I'm cool. I don't need that. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. here for the love of the sport. Now, of
yes,
course,
sir.
You know, he could have easily, you know, lusted himself into a situation, but he didn't. And so what he did was, you know, he stayed true and he kept his integrity. And I love that part. You're bringing up, you know, I love that movie, Enter the Dragon, from the gate.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I mean? And, of course,
yes,
a lot of times, man. We get into some teratone-type situations, man. Hey, Chuck D, tell us about it.
Yeah.
like me go solo. Laser anesthesia major. Ways to blaze your brain and train ya. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, screaming now. I don't know about later. As for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I've had it up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric, sad and red, just a better go. And I'm quick to go find the hard rammer. What's to keep from getting jerked? Taking some waves. The way back in a better day. Raw, metaphysically bold. Never follow the code. Still drop the load. Never question what I am. God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got? Better get some shit on up. Hustler of culture. Snake bitten. Been spit in the face. But the rhyme keeps fitting. Respect been given. How's your living? Now I can't protect. I paid off defects. Check the record and reckon. Intentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the call. Took the fall. Broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years. So I growl at the living foul. Black to the bone, my home is your home. But well, welcome to the Terror Dome. Off an error. For the liver in pain, my 98 was 87 on a Ricky O. So now go Bronco. Crucifixion ain't no fiction. So-called chosen, frozen, a party made to whoever pleases. Philly got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bow to brother while I'm in sync. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause the color just as well could be undercover. Backstab. Grab the flag from the back of the lab. Told the rap, get off the rag. Glad to say I got sold down the river. Still some quiver when I deliver. Never to say I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard, plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalized in facing. Streets of hate who celebrate with pain. I rope a dope the evil with righteous bobbing and weaving. And let the good get even. Come on down. But well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, B,
1990. All that.
Working the race against time to pit in the pendulum. Check the rhythm and rhymes while I'm bending them. Snakes blowing up the lines of design. Run upon the fans, I'm spinning them. How to fight the power, cannot run and hide. Well, it shouldn't be suicide. In a game, a fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nerve to criticize. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause a black hand squeezed a Malcolm X man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
Come on down. Come on down.
Would you join me please in welcoming in? This week to speak and blame somebody else. When you destroy yourself first, nothing worse than the mother's pain of a son slain in prison. Hurt can't wait for the state to side the face. So this jam I dedicate places with the racist faces. Example one of many places. Weak, weak, in speak, I speak from a lesson learned in Virginia. I don't smile in a line of fire, go wild and run it from bass and drum beats and violence. What to do? Get your head ready. Instead of getting physically sweaty, when I get mad, I put it down on the pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Never allowed, kicking it loud. Dropping a bomb, brain game, intellectual Vietnam. Move as a team, never move alone. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yo, look at you now. You ain't want to listen to me. Now look at you. Boing.
Yeah, great. Yeah, the great, great Flavor Flav right there on your radio. Of course, it's your Honey B. Olasky on the wheels to steal for you, you, and especially you. And welcome to the legendary Mix City Hip Hop program with me and Chetty. And Chetty, here's a point, man, that that song really made about the sellouts. You know, people that look like us, okay, and just as bad as, you know, the other people, you know, white supremacists, blah, 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 blah. The sellers, you know, out, no matter if it's politics, or community, even your own family. You know, talk about that for a second, Jetty.
Listen, y'all, it's ill out here. It's real ill out here. The lust and the want for power and the fear associated with not wanting to rub the wrong shoulders the wrong way, the fear associated with not being able to provide, the fear associated with if you don't go along with the program, XYZ might happen to you. It's ill out here. This leads to a lot of people turning their back on their loved ones, a lot of people that are willing to sell out the people that they call brother, sister, even mother, father, even their own children. You dig what I'm saying? It's essential that we rise above the frequency of such things and such matters. It's all low frequency that we're talking about, y'all. For you to be able to look at a bond as sacred and as special as a family, as being able to be connected by blood, or to look at a bond as sacred as a love bond, and for you to allow fear to be the agent in which you now turn that bond into capital, into a commodity. You turning that bond from something intangible to the tangible so you can give it off to the next person? It's ill out here, man. It's real ill. But that's also a testament to the alchemy that comes down to being able to be human, especially human, if you dig what I'm saying. It's a certain alchemy. When you're able to bring down certain elements of human experience and human nature from that which can only be felt to something that can actually be put into the hands, like deeds, signing off titles, you know what I'm saying, wills, things of this nature. You dig what I'm saying? But it's essential, once again, to rise above the frequency of low frequency mind mediators and those who low life's white bellied, undefeating individuals who, you know, they just living, so to speak, check after check. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no faith for tomorrow. They don't have no hope for tomorrow for themselves. They're only looking out for today. You know what I'm saying? But once you come from a world in which you're able to envision the future, we have a responsibility to share that vision. You know what I'm saying? Even if it is putting a spank into that ass, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I come from the cloth of spare the rod, spoil the child. I come from that cloth. You know what I mean? So there's a certain aspect of love, that tough love, that's essential in being able to allow somebody to understand, look, I love you, but I need you to understand this. And if I got to shake your ass a little bit for you to understand what I'm saying and understand that I care about you for me to do this, because I could just turn back. I could just turn my back, part of my back, for real. And then you will just be left to the wolves. You'll just be left to the hyenas, to the lions. And they going to have their way with you. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to retaliate to these folks that's moving out of fear. It's easy to retaliate with anger to fear. Try retaliating with compassion. See how that changes.
You know, it's funny you said that, too. Now we talk about in the home, you know, where you say charity starts at. And sometimes, man, this society, sick, weak society, you know, turns the woman against the man and use that as one of the greatest tools. And we got to shut them down, y'all. Hey, Chuck, shut them down, man.
Hold it now. Shut them down. break, I rake. I never drank points, but I own loans. Nothing got me running from the bank. Civil liberty, I can't feel a pay a fee. I never saw a way to pay a stop to read the law. Then become a victim of a lawyer. Don't know you never saw a take you. Getting me sued, playing games with my head. What the judge said, put me in the red. Got me thinking about a trigger to the lead. No, no, my educated mind say suckers gonna pay anyway. There's gonna be a day for the truth they roll in. I pop me up home from the ground, ready to go. Throw another round, pick up the ride. And suicide for the other side of town. When I find a way to shut them down, I shut them down. I shut them down.
Check one, hit the deck, let the man of the hour commit the soul power. For once I got to say, shut him down on a regular. Cause him out hysteria in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D. D-L-D-E on the remix. Hun, hold the flick, go check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.
Rock, y'all. Yes, sir. Hank Shockley and them boys. They shut it down, y'all. Now, of course, we'll go right back to Jetty 8-Track, our wonderful co-host tonight. Going back to how the women, man, can shut it down. How about that, man? Talk about it for a second, man. I know you got something to say on that.
Let's talk about some realness, y'all. This is about to get controversial. Now, I said on my show a while back that I felt that that Adam was a chest. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into that. Because there's a section of people that like to say and like to blame Eve for everything. You know what I'm saying? As far as original sin, they like, man, Eve ate the fruit. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Eve, you know what I mean? We'd be good, but we doomed as a man. Listen, cut all the nonsense. Cut all the malarkey. You feel what I'm saying? The power of women is this. And this is just my translation. So don't go thinking that this is the God's honest, because this is just my translation of the word. God is the Alpha and Omega. That means that God has everything thought out from the beginning to the end. God is beyond time and space. So what type of creator would create man first without creating the counterpart for man? But put man in the garden and charge man to name all of the animals. Do you know what it takes to name somebody? Let me put something in real life perspective right now. When you name your child, you got to live with your child for months within the mother's womb before the child even sees daylight on this side. And you're not going to get a name from conception. Maybe some people already have the name, but even that comes from an understanding of where that name comes from. You're attributing a certain power to this child. You're attributing a certain status to this child. That means you've done your study regarding the name. But if you put into a whole world where you don't know nothing about nothing, you don't know left from right, you got to study. You got to be able to understand how these creatures are who they are before you develop a name for them. And all these creatures have a partner. And you're in the garden without a partner. And you say, damn, I'm alone. You don't think that's a part of God's divine plan? See, my translation is that women already existed. They always existed. They existed in the ether the whole entire time. And God wanted man to use his wisdom, his wise dome. If you know the supreme mathematics, wise dome is the number two. Two represents a woman. God wanted man to understand that he couldn't do it alone. And when God was able to see that the man acquiesced and the man humbled himself before God and knowing that he couldn't do this by himself, he wanted help, that's when God blessed him with what was already there. All he needed to do was access this wisdom. This is the power of women, y'all. This is the power of women. It's real seldom, and I could be wrong, but let's keep things all the way funky. Let's keep things all the way funky. I ain't met a lot of women that'll do wrong to a man out of no reason at all, as much as I've seen and I've met women that are thorough and that will only do wrong to a man that has messed with them. Now, this is a human thing because all of us have our thing that we have to heal from, right? So I'm not saying that for some reason all women are just acting off of the fact that somebody did them wrong. We all got our things, men included. But I know one thing about women. If a woman rocks with you, she gonna ride for you. Women will ride for you sometimes even iller than your own homeboys will. That is the power of a woman. So if you do somebody like that wrong, man, you putting a curse on your own head, bro. And who gonna save you from that but God himself? And you think God's gonna come and swoop in with a cape? You think God gonna come and swoop in with a cape? Knowing what a woman is, what a woman should have been for you, now you got to sit with that lesson, playboy. You got to sit with that lesson, man.
You know, it's crazy you said that, man, because, you know, a lot of times, man, that's where the destruction comes, you know, in our families because we can't keep it together. Yeah, back in the day, there was a lot of, you know, holistic things that went on in the community. A lot of people kept things quiet, you know, not saying that it was, you know, that it was right for a lot of the abuse that went on in families. But those families stayed together. You know, grandmom and grandpa stayed together for 50 years and showed the example. Mm-hmm. So what happened every year, just like, you know, the book says, an allegory, that, you know, and it's really the truth, actually, that, you know, you get wiser but weaker these generations. And a lot of times, man, you know, you got to come to the community, man, fighting, saving, trying to save your own family because my Uzi weighs a ton, sir. You ready? My Uzi weighs a ton, baby. Let's get it.
Yo, Chuck, run a power move on him. DJ cut his mic tonight. Super.
probably getting number one in all around the world, y'all. How you like that one, Jetty?
Love it. Love it. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy is one of the first examples of just hardcore activism rap that we had in hip-hop. Now, we always had the OGs that was breaking down messages for us. You know what I'm saying? We always had the OGs that was giving us game. But, you know, to have a group of individuals that were just unabashedly, you know what I mean, standing up on what they believe in, helping to uplift the community, regardless of how they looked at, how they was looked at, you know what I mean? Yeah, Public Enemy is that. You dig? Big salute. Big salute to Chuck D and to Flavor Flav for their movement, man.
Here's a question for you, though. You know, this thing is serious. And a question to you. Because, you know, you're in music. You know, you are a hip-hop artist.
Yes,
and I know it's the elementary question that's been around since, you know, hip-hop shows, you know, exist. What happened to hip-hop, Jetty? What happened to the activism in hip-hop and just the overall lyrics in hip-hop?
Oh, man. Come on, man. You know what happened, man? When you start to train the monkey on how to clap the cymbals and beat the drums, and you recognize you can make a coin out of that, hey, man, some people going to make a cream of the crop that way, and other people are going to be bottom feeders, man. You know what I mean? Hip-hop came from a place where it was all about the expression. It was all about helping to transport a person out of their circumstances to something better, to party, to get out of their messed up situation, to express themselves so that they can see that there's a different way of being able to live, to maneuver and things of that nature. And once hip hop met Wall Street, hey man.
Live on Sedgwick. Live from Sedgwick. 1525 Sedgwick Avenue, the Bronx, New York. That's where it started, y'all. 1973 from a man by the name of Hercules. You know him as Cool Herc. And, you know, a lot of times, man, when I play hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like I said, we're going to go live from Sedgwick. What Jetty just said is the truth. Hip-hop was an escape to reality, not from it. You know, we have, you know, on this stage here tonight, you know, Public Enemy, you know, Charles Ridenhour, you know him as Chuck D. You know, Flav, you know what I'm saying? The S1Ws, you know, the great Terminator X, Professor Griff, right? It was a movement when it came down to that type of stage and what they represented. And they told Russ, don't try to change us. You know what I mean? You're going to sign us. You're going to sign Public Enemy. And, you know, right now we're number one. So, of course, and that's why I lit off with that song in the beginning. And, you know, from Cedric Avenue to Wall Street, right, hip-hop has been bastardized. And, you know, of course, you know, just like that song from Common, I used to love her. You know what I mean? You know, that's how I feel right now to a certain extent. Yes, Merc City has played some of the most gutter hits of all time. But I remember what Future said in his, you know, bars. He said, I don't know what I be saying. All I know y'all be buying. And that was the most disrespectful bar, I believe, in hip-hop history. So you look at that standpoint of, you know what I mean, you know, like I said, live from Sedgwick. And, you know what I mean, live on Sedgwick. And we're going to get it on, man, like we do, man. And like I say, man, before we go to your next topic, man, I'm telling you, man, it's a time bomb ticket, man. Hey, Chuck, tell him, man.
Yo,
hey, Jetty.
We got some non-believers out there.
You already know,
yo,
man.
We got to do something about
let's get
that,
it, man.
Yo, we got to
let's see, y'all. Let's see in your
we
area.
We don't know what time it is.
You go through an eye when I jump in my car. People treat me like a ream ass dude. Life
Time bomb is ticking, y'all, and you know what time it is, right? Jetty 8-Track with his second outstanding topic tonight. Let's roll.
Check game, man. Check rock, man. I bounce it to you, you bounce it right back. Now let's get this game underway, you dig? Now, another reason why love is so convoluted, the concept of love is so convoluted, is because of something that's real, y'all. The fear of being transparent, of opening yourself, allowing somebody to see you for real, to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all didn't know, this brother, Brother O, is one of the most thorough individuals that I met. We had to sit down, and he divulged his life onto me in such a way that made me respect and see him differently, and I already had respect for him before then, and it allowed me as a man to respond in the likeness and divulge a part of my life to him so that we can both be on equal playing fields of being able to see each other beyond the flesh, being able to see each other for who we truly are. You dig what I'm saying? I remember before my mother transitioned, I had to be like year and a half before she transitioned, possibly even more, was close to 3 years, actually. You know, for those who recall my story, 13 years of just walking away from myself and living the double life, it came up to one argument that, you know, the wisdom from my brothers and telling me throughout the years, you know, you might as well just keep it funky with your mom, you know what I'm saying? The fear of having my mom look at me differently. You know, everything had to be put aside. I needed to be real with my mom. And something told me that that was the case, and it hurt my mom. I broke my mom's heart. And I remember, never forget, she told me, I wish that you wouldn't have told me the truth. She told me this. And this put me in a tailspin, because I thought I was doing the right thing. You dig what I'm saying? But she said, I wish you wouldn't have told me this because I don't know how to look at you no more. Non-verbatim, but something along that lines, you know what I'm saying? And it took me months to gain my mom's trust back. It took me months for me to be able to show my mom, to prove to my mom that I'm still her son, you know what I mean? Despite me being wayward and going off and doing whatever it is that I felt like doing because I didn't trust her. You dig what I'm saying? There's a power in being transparent, y'all. Once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says that love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. The truth. Honesty, people. Can't say that you love somebody if you're lying to them. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
That's true.
And you know what? Go ahead. Do your thing.
No, I was just going to say.
We're going to bring up. I appreciate what you said on the air live, man, about our conversation. And, you know what I mean? And that's between, you know, the air, Almighty God,
indeed,
and then us. And,
indeed,
you know, we go into that topic, you know what I mean, that we want to bring up, you know, how can we change the narrative and create a different future? You know, that's something that I'm going to expound upon right now. And then I'll let Jetty go ahead and do his thing. Changing the narrative is always working. It's always being available to be great on purpose, regardless of the circumstances that you go through. You know what I mean? And, you know, letting your voice be heard, even if it's, you know, by a few people. You know, we go worldwide all the time, but just by a few people, you know, your circle. Having those conversations, you know what I mean? Sitting around, man, you know, legs crossed, you know, fire pit type times where everybody get a chance to share and not be afraid to share.
Mm-hmm.
You brought that up, you know, and, you know, it was the wisdom of the Almighty for you to share that with your mom because it was purposed. Yes, she was hurt, but I believe deep down she respected you even though she was hurt. I mean, she might not have been able to articulate that, but I believe she respected you. But yeah, remember now, a lot of times when we go through our lives, you know, it's a lot of shock and awe and those type of things. And I think you put a shock and awe on your good old mom, man, and, you know, those things happen. But I do believe before she left this world, she respected you, and she and never lost love for you. And then, of course, how do we change our future? It's doing what you do in the present. You know, you can't worry about the past because even what I just said, it's in the past just now. So how can we talk about the future? How can we change our future? It's easy. Just, you know, concentrate on what it is today. Before, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So you can change the future by doing good deeds today. Go ahead, Jetty. Now it's your turn to go ahead with that topic.
That's too real. Ladies and gentlemen, what Brother O said is too real, y'all. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You plant a tree, you thinking about the future generation beyond you. Because you plant a tree now, you ain't going to see that tree grow to be as the trees that you see in the forest right now. But your children will. Your children's children will. So it takes the seed of now in order for you to build a better future. You dig what I'm saying? And, brother, oh, you're absolutely right. I have the faith that my mother definitely looked at me with respect, because even throughout the duration of the healing that it took for me to gain my mother's trust, there was things that she imparted upon me that let me know I did the right thing. Regardless of what I did, she recognized the conversations became more mature. You know what I'm saying? It was a different look. It was a different way that she looked at me, but she recognized that I was still her child. It was just that, you know, what I decided to go through, the path I decided to take, you know, just took its toll. But I was back home, and it was simple as that. You know what I'm saying? It takes being able to step outside yourself. You know what I mean? Hey, the comfort zone is death, y'all. If y'all ain't know, being comfortable, just comfortable all the time, man, that's sloth. If you comfortable, you getting fed hands and feet, and there's nothing that you fighting for, what purpose do you have? What's your struggle? You know what I mean? What you got to your back that's putting you in a situation where you know that you got to come home with the bacon? Because if everything is given to you, if you ain't got no one for nothing, and I'm not talking about the way that, you know, God has us in terms of not wanting, because, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We ain't talking about that. We talking about being put in a situation where you don't even want to work. We're talking about being put in a situation where you're entitled. That's the word. You're entitled. You feel like things are owed to you because of who you are. You feel like things are owed to you because of what you've done. And none of that shit matters, bro. None of that matters. You go to Japan right now as an American thinking that everything that you've done in America is the reason why you're going to be able to go somewhere. You're going to find yourself in some village where everybody's able to talk Japanese and you're the only odd man out. Watch how ass out you're going to feel because you don't understand what's going on around you. Humble thyself. Humble thyself. And know that not only is there always more to learn, but there's always more to earn for. There's always more hunger to add to that fire so that not only you will be able to contribute to your loved ones, but you're able to contribute to your community no matter where you are. You dig what I'm saying?
Love it. I love it. You know, it takes a nation of millions to hold us back. And, of course, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, the next song is dedicated to you. You know, my first car I had when I was 17 was a Oldsmobile 1985 Oldsmobile 98. And it's funny because this song meant a lot to me because this, you know, the car was 2 years old, but then I got a chance to, you know, put it, pop it in the cassette, and it was this song right here, sir. How about this one, boy? You ready?
Oh, Chuck, see how to get us, man. Yo, we got the dust, these boys are.
Shut up, girl.
Driving by, waving my fist, making them mad when I'm going like this. Shotgun, never on the run. No, not to come, cause they all get stuck.
just let it get yours.
Looking to the side, I know you hate my 98.
Just let it get yours.
Super sperm, y'all. You know what I mean? 98 Oldsmobile, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like it, man. I miss that car, Chevy 8-track, you know what I mean? Now, all the folks out there that want to call in, or, you know, all you got to do is press 1. 516-453-9133. And, you know, it's all about, you know, Ngozi time, multimedia. Talk to us right now, Jetty.
I ain't going to hold you, brother. If I didn't know you in person, I'd find it hard for me to believe that you had a 98 Oldsmobile with that song playing in the tape deck, bro. Because that's more than coincidence. But because I know you, I know that that's just your fly. So I respect you, brother.
Listen, man, me and Eric Montfort, Laurent Montfort, Chris Monte, the guys who grew up, you know what I mean, Walnut Lane back in the day, West Oak Lane, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia section, you know what I'm saying? That we went down to South Street. Never forget the first time I went down to South Street in my life, driving and being on South Street. Parked the car, test landed, man, and I was playing that song. They got tired of me, and they said, "Man, what you playing another song in the damn deck, man?" And I said, "Nope." And I played that. I did a repeat, man, the whole ride going down. Now, of course, I obliged to the brothers and all that. But it's now time to get on out of here for all our people there. And, last thought from Jetty 8-Track tonight, outstanding, standing for Chichilla J, the good doctor. And you did an outstanding job tonight, man. Give us your final thoughts, please.
Nah, I appreciate you, man. I'm humble. You know, I love being here with WBNN, with Ngozi Time on Top Media, with Beverly Nation. My final thoughts, y'all, is just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar said it. You know what I mean? And it came from an old school young lady that's singing, now, brother, you got to put me on game. I hear it in the Home Depot when I be working, you know what I'm saying? But I can't really pinpoint it. But the shorty, when she come on live, she be like, "You ain't got a lie to kick it. You ain't got a lie to kick it." You know what I'm saying? Keep it real with yourself, yo. Keep it funky with yourself. Because like the old school adage says, man, you the only one that there isn't more of, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else is taking. So keep it 100 with yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100 with yourself, bro. That's all I got to say.
Listen here, man. We thank you for being you. I want to thank all the people that, count that robbery, to call in tonight, and just listen tonight. We appreciate it, man, because Merc City is the longest-running hip-hop program in internet radio history. And, I got receipts in, since 2012, way before there was a Beverly Nation, Jetty 8-Track. Ricky R. Jones and I, we did this show in November. You know what I mean? We did our thing, man. So now I'm going to send it home, baby, because we're rebels.
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes. The rhythm, the rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhyme, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be part of it too. Pair the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Jeff, man, I'm loving.
Radio, suckers never play me, on the mix, they just okay me now, known and grown, when the clock in my zone is known, thinking and taking, everything now the brother owns,
hard,
my calling card, recorded and ordered, can't disable the power of my label. Death Jam tells you who I am. The enemy's public, they really give a damn. Strong Island, where I got a riling. That's the reason they're claiming that I'm violent. Never silent, no dope, getting dumb, nope. Claiming where we get our rhythm from. Number one, we hit you and we give you some. No gun, it's still never on the run. You wanna be an S1, grip a tell you win. And then you come again, you know what time it is. MP's the president, pulling out my ray gun. That's the next one, I could be your showgun. Don't last a minute, soft and smooth, I ain't with it.
Hardcore,
raw bone like a razor. I'm like a laser, I just won't phase ya. Old enough to raise ya, so this will phase ya. Get it right, boy, maybe I will praise ya. Playing a role I got sold to. Voice my opinion with volume.
Smooth,
not what I am.
Rock,
cause I'm a man. No matter what the name, we're all the same. Pieces in one big chess game.
Yeah.
The voice of power is in the house. Go take a shower, boy.
Street, man. I didn't know what I was hearing, bro. I heard a tea kettle. That's all I heard was a tea kettle. And I who would put a tea kettle and mix it together? Rubber without a pause, man, right? And that's crazy. You know what I mean? To me, man, you know, I had to end the, you know, this wonderful Merc City and get every I go back to 2012 with that one. But you know, to do my thing, man, on the wheels of promising steals to end it with. Rebel, how you feel about that, sir, before I take my first call of the night?
Hey, man, I feel lovely. You did what I'm saying. The first off, you know what I mean? Let's connect the dots with it. The fact that you heard it and the first thing that clicked in your head was a tea kettle. Hey, man, you know that good tea going to keep you woke, right? You know that good
tea. No doubt. And not only that, though. Shout out to, you know what I mean, aunties. Go ahead and say that before we bring on our next caller.
Yes, sir. Aunties Apothecary. You already know. Get yourself some of that good tea by visiting myauntiesapothecary.com. You dig?
All right, now, on that note, caller, you're live right now with Merc City in your area.
Hello, guys. This is Tiana Speaks. I really enjoyed everything that you guys talked about. I wanted to just share just something. I want to share about what I feel about the name thing, though. When you decide to name a child, that is the name that that person is going to be identified with for the rest of their life. And depending on what they do, right? Like, let's say, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. He's, what has it been, like 55 years he's been gone? And we know him today by his name because of what his father's mother, you know, like, think about that. Now he's known by his name and how powerful it is, a holiday. So we know him all these years later, decades later, by the name that the mother who started it decided to name their child when she gave birth. And look how powerful he is. Look how powerful he is.
I got to go there with you, Tiana. You know, his father was a regional champion. You know what I'm saying? And he was his father's namesake. We talk about Daddy King, who was a powerhouse in the state of Georgia as a preacher and as an activist. And so the mother and father, you know, of course, you know how that is. Hey, and we all know that Daddy King was such the patriarch. So I don't know how that went down, but I believe that his mother, Alberta King, agreed. And, you know, they named their son Martin. Actually, they named their son Michael Luther King in 1929 on the 15th of January. And when Dr. King was 3 years old, his father, his name was Michael Luther King, Jr. And then and when he was 3 years old, you know, his dad really, really conformed to really true activism. You know, the great Protestant reformer Martin Luther from Germany, he decided to name him and his son Martin Luther King. So you're right, it's a lot in the name.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, the name that you decide to name a child is very important. It's just like I'm known by my name. People know me. Like even, what's really funny? There was a member, you know I'm not into politics like that, but there was actually a member of an event I volunteered for, and I said my name, and they're like, oh, you're a superstar. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, I didn't know, be honest with you, I didn't know too much about him, but he knew who I was by my name. They may not know me by face, and sometimes I like it that way, but they know what I do. They know how much I care about my community. So it's just like, you know, I love the things that you guys are talking about today. And I want to say something to Jenny. Like, I like the fact that you are so genuine and so raw and so open and so honest about your life, because we need to do that, especially our culture as Black men, because we don't show any vulnerability. And so it's very important, because you never know what life you may save, what life you may help, or anything like that. It's very important. So, you know, 23 million listeners, even if you touch just one person, that's going to be a domino effect on. So that's very important, that when you share your voice, you make sure it's powerful in everything you say. You know, I try to make a point of anything that comes out of my mouth, even when there's conflict with someone, that I never say anything that I have to take back later. If I say something to you, I meant it at that moment. I meant it. You know, so I never say anything that's warranted out of anger or anything like that, because you never know that one thing you said to somebody can carry on for years and years and years and affect that life. And not only that, you'll affect the life of their kids, their family. You never know. So the power of words, and that's why that's the one reason why I named my show The Power of Thoughts, because the thoughts that you have are the reason why you vocalize what you feel out of your mouth. So, you know, I just really like the things that you guys share tonight. I really do.
You know, it's crazy because,
keep it up.
You know,
I think
you know,
it could be a regular occurrence. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, it can't be. It can't be. We want to share this thing with a lot of all the WBNN hosts. And since you said that, I would like for you to be able to be the co-host next month with Dr. Chinchilla J, who wasn't able to be here tonight. But it'd be great, man, to be able to share your topics on how you feel, you know, making Merc City great again. And, of course, how do we make Merc City great again, right, Jetty? You know, having two outstanding rookies of the class of 2023, you know, converse together and be a part of what we do. Jetty, you have anything to say to Tiana?
Hey, I'm blessed. Thank you for calling, Tiana. You know, I take your words, I take your sentiments, and I claim those blessings, especially coming from a learned individual such as yourself, an intelligent young woman, you know what I mean, with a platform in which you had the liberty to call it anything and decided to call it The Power of Thoughts. That in itself is a testament to the type of person you are and to the mind that you have. And I'm humble.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You heard what he said. And I really appreciate Tiana Speaks calling in. I appreciate, and of course, you know, Tiana will be on Friday, okay, coming up. The Power of Thoughts, y'all. And, you know, she's always going to come up with outstanding results. That's what she does on a constant basis. Anybody else want to press one before I go into go-to time? I'll give you, you know, a minute before I, you know, go into paying the bills. But Merc City means a lot to me because of just us. And I want to thank Jetty A-Track tonight for his outstanding, you know, contribution. You know, 2012, Ricky R. Jones and I came up with a concept. And we called it Merc City because everybody was dying in every city. You know, it's like Merc City in your area. And we wanted to prove, you know, a fact of playing good hip-hop with a message. And, you know, I'm so proud that, you know, we did a renaissance this year with this show and, you know, making it great again. It's always been good, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have a lot of foolishness and people did not want to take it seriously, so we had to let go of a whole band. But, you know, with the help of Dr. J and, of course, all the people who have been counting that robbery to be part of it, we're proud of what we do on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, we come right back on with a legend, the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever, Ms. Jerry Petito and the Jerry Petito Show. And tomorrow night, she has a special, special co-host, and we're glad about that, Ms. Ava Holly, as they interview an outstanding person. Great, you know, interview and entertainer. His name is, you know, Michael Zuckerman, and it will be tomorrow night. You'll be very, very blessed and be glad you heard it. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Beverly Nation is advertising, joining Gozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Gozi _ Time. Ola Dunley Malia with Gozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole Daylay, Diane Gozi with MyGmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunley Malia, when Gozi saying goodnight and luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And, you know, tribute to, you know, last night's show and, you know, Brother Moody and all the people that count at robbery. Man, look, let's go back
a
to prison, y'all.
Behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Pinter me giving a damn, I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been they got me sitting in a state pen? I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal, so I'm looking for the seal.
Yo, Chuck, we gon' break you out of here, man. Word of strength, G.
I'm going for the